Legislation to overhaul Kentucky's foster care and adoption program has passed both houses of the General Assembly. Senate approval came Monday with a unanimous vote. Hopkinsville Senator Whitney Westerfield, an adoptive father, outlined key provisions of the bill to his Senate colleagues.
There are various timelines that are put on the system that impact both the Cabinet for Health and Family Services and the court system to make sure these children and their cases aren't lost in the shuffle of a court docket or of a bureaucracy over at the Cabinet for an overlong period of time.
The bill aims to protect babies born of drug-addicted mothers. It begins the process of terminating parental rights if the mother doesn't enroll in drug treatment. Stanford Representative David Mead, also an adoptive father, played a significant role in shepherding the bill through the process. His wife, Rebecca, along with their 7-year-old daughter, Kara, and 11-year-old son, Caleb, were on the Senate floor Monday.
I believe that this will help the families that want to bring these kids into their homes for forever just feel confident that the process will help them with that.
The measure also includes a punitive father registry, which would require unmarried fathers of newborns to register with the state no more than 30 days after the child's birth if they wish to have a say in the child's adoption process. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.